Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Edmonton, Alberta, Kaylee Cardinal. It's in the house. Singer, songwriter, she has just released her third album out, Boundless Possibilities, a nice mix of Indigenous pop folk. It's been 7 years since her last visit. So until then, let's get ready and start spending you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I'm ready. You ready? Let's hook it up and start the show with music from Kaylee. Here's Kaylee Cardinal and Just Let Me Lie to You.
Holding secrets I can't share.
Oh, yeah. That's Kaylee Cardinal. She'll be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. All right, Janet Panic, You Look Good Naked.
We heard some noises from the back door, in the front a turning key. He buttoned up his shirt and he turned to look at me. I think it's time I should be going. There's a meeting I forgot. So he shuffled out the side door, which puzzled me a lot. Baby, and told the devil with a smile acknowledged me. She offered no explanation and just handed me the key. For a clue, but the bed.
mientras te robas la pista. Solo queda disimular y dejarte actuar mientras brillas en la pista.
That's 1915. I'm Larry Gay. How you doing today? Hope you're doing well. Sun is shining. Here's Spirit Cry, One Day.
Escutar un sonido caliente en tu cuerpo.
That was music from Jalmi from Brazil. All right, Jamie Coon, Betrayed with a Kiss. I'm Larry Kay.
Thank you.
That's music from Shawnee Kish. No Evil. All right, Saltwater Hank. He's going to be in our spotlight in a few weeks. Oh, yeah, let's head up north.
Taking my time. I don't see the point of running this race. At the end of the day, we're all gonna face the same damn thing. Though we're all gonna die. I've been told if I'm on my way, I go to heaven after my last day. So far as that we all end up in the same graveyard, and it makes no difference, because we're all gonna die. Aces and eights, they're the dead man's hand. It's in the cards, don't you understand? Thank you.
That's music from Bert. Joe Doom. It's going to be in our spotlight in September. Good stuff. I'm Larry Kay. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, you can always come over and visit us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com. We'll be right back. And when we return, our guest will be in the spotlight. Kaylee Cardinal.
We are indigenous in music. We are indigenous in music. America's best indigenous tunes start right here. We are indigenous in music.
Flying high above Turtle Island, bring us with you. We're on the go. Catch us however you stream. We are indigenousinmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back from Edmonton, Alberta, Kaylee Cardinal is in the house. Singer, songwriter, she has just released her third album out, Boundless Possibilities, a nice mix of indigenous pop folk. It's been 7 years since her last visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Kaylee Cardinal. Hi, Kaylee. How you doing?
I'm good, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well down here in Florida. Nice and sunny, rain. How's the weather up there in Alberta?
You know, kind of the same thing. Lots of rain, bit of sun here and there.
Good.
Probably not as warm as Florida, though.
It gets hot down here. You have to come down for a visit, for sure.
I want to.
It's been 7 short years. I'm happy to have you back on, and you got good music to talk about today.
Yeah, lots of new stuff happening, and I cannot believe it has been 7 years. That is wild to me.
We were promoting your first album, Everything and Nothing. Wow. You still jam to that?
There's a couple songs that I still play from that album. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I got a new favorite, Over and Over. I've been playing that one on the show a lot lately.
Ooh,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
I like it. Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on. Why don't we start with a short introduction about you and how it all started, and then we'll jump into the new album. So go ahead and hit the stage, Kaylee.
Sure. So my name is Kaylee Cardinal. I'm a singer-songwriter originally from Grand Prairie, Alberta, which is further north than where I live right now, which is Edmonton, Alberta. I have been singing since I was like 3 months old. I have been performing on stage since I was 4 years old.
What?
And it's just the thing that I know that I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing I'm good at. You know? It's just like I had to believe in myself to do this thing. Otherwise, I would have been a really miserable person.
And it's good medicine,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't we talk about the new album, Boundless Possibilities. Let's talk about the name and tell us all about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the album is, it took about 5 years to get this album together. I started writing it in 2019, and it was supposed to come out in 2020, but 2020 happened. And I ended up continuing to write music sort of based on the experiences that I went through. And the album shifted, it changed, it evolved with time. And it became this album that was initially supposed to be called Euphoria, and about this feeling of like healing and feeling amazing, to this sort of transition in life where I had to deal with some grief. I had to learn how to find independence and reclaim myself and joy. Mm-hmm. So it changed. That album that I was supposed to release in 2020 doesn't exist. This is a completely different album, and it's really supposed to be hopeful and help people feel less alone in grief.
What is it? I see your tune, Just Let Me Lie to You, has reached number 2 at the Indigenous Music Countdown now. How cool is that? Congratulations.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. When it gets to number 1, yeah. So just one more week and fingers crossed.
How do we vote for you?
You can go to IndigenousMusicCountdown.com, and then you just find me at number 2. You have to register to vote just once, and then you can log in and vote anytime.
Sure. All right, let's do it. I see you play the acoustic guitar. Any other instruments you play?
Actually, my first instrument is piano. That's the one I started playing when I was about 11.
All right.
And I wrote my first songs on piano.
Okay. I learned to play the piano in Catholic school. There were some mean nuns.
Oh, I bet there was.
Yeah. Now, you got videos planned. Anything happening on the new album?
So we're going to release a couple of lyric videos.
Okay.
We don't have a huge budget for, like, we've already released the album. It's out. So now we're just going to put together some nice videos to sort of accompany it.
Yeah.
And that's just something I'll do with my keyboard player, who's also my co-writer for a lot of songs and kind of my partner in everything.
Sure.
We'll do those together.
All right. Now, what are you doing different nowadays, now that times have changed drastically for all of you in the music industry, especially for you performers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I still just play music. I've been really lucky to be able to make that the way that I make money. Right. Every once in a while, I've done like these sort of short-term radio gigs where I'm a radio host. But typically, I just spend my time doing a lot of admin work. I do all the booking. I am managed by myself. So I keep busy.
Right. Yeah. And your fan base, how do you keep track of them?
Well, I do have a mailing list on my website that people can join. And then, just through Instagram and Facebook.
All right. That's how we get a hold of her. Kaylee, do you have any advice for new and upcoming musicians getting into the music scene today?
I think that musicians who are just starting out need to do everything themselves first. I was thinking about this, and it's so important that, like, as I add people to my team, it's important to know what you expect from people by doing it yourself first. A lot of people starting out think they want a manager or they need a label right away. I think that you need to know what you're doing so that when you pass off, like when you delegate these things, you know what to expect from people and you won't get taken for granted. I think that's like the most important thing. And then I just think that people really need to focus on being true to themselves and believing that our voices, our individual voices, are important and have value. So do what you do.
Yes, salute. Kaylee Cardinal has a new album out called Boundless Possibilities. You can read all about Kaylee on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Kaylee, I'm happy to have you back on the show. I'm going to have to get you back on sooner.
Yes, for sure. Thanks, Larry.
Yes, and thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. We're going to play you one of my favorites. Here is Show You How to.
Not wasted when we can free all our doubts. don't want you sitting at home with all these words spinning around in your head. Or in agony all night while you're commiserating with your friends. This ain't no mystery. Oh, baby, can't you see? You show me you, and I'll show you.
That was music from Kaylee Cardinal, and that was Show You How to Love Me off her new album, Boundless Possibilities. In case you're just tuning in, Kaylee was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Carson Gray, Make You Mine. I'm Larry Kay. Hey, right now, if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com, and I'll email you back. And right now, you can text us at the Two Buffalo Talking text line, 936-NATIVES, 936-628-4837. Hook us up. All right, here we go. Suke. This is Conception. it's music from Nova Lima from Brazil. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Support for Indigenous and Music comes from the Two Buffalo Restaurant Design and Equipment Company. The Indian Game and Trade Show and Convention is fast approaching. September 16th through the 18th at the Tulalip Resort Casino. And Two Buffalo Restaurant Design and Equipment Company will be there. Two Buffalo can help you with your next restaurant project, offering a full turnkey operation. Say hello to us at our booth. There's more information at twobuffalo.com. We are the Music Makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are Indigenous in Music. Time to head down to Mexico. Here's XAXO, I Feel Like OMG.
Herself all alone. Who will pay for her next dinner? Who will take her home? I guess we'll never know.
She took my
Bye.
music from Mona Redda. And that's Llama. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can find us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. Stop on over, man. We got a lot happening over there. Indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.